Capital gains tax is a major issue to consider when a business is incorporated. The transfer of business assets by an individual to a company is a disposal for capital gains tax. The disposal takes place with proceeds deemed to be market value because the sole trader and the company are connected persons. The sole trader will therefore be left with a capital gain on the chargeable assets at the point of incorporation. The chargeable assets will usually be land and buildings and goodwill. It is unlikely that gains will arise on other assets such as plant and machinery. These assets will either be standing at a loss for which relief is given via the capital allowance computation, or any gains will be exempt under the chattels rules. Gains on chargeable assets can be wholly or partly deferred by incorporation relief under Section 162 TCGA 1992. Incorporation relief is calculated by taking the capital gain and multiplying it by a fraction. We first calculate the gains on the transfer of chargeable assets to the company. These will usually be land and buildings and business goodwill. We then deduct incorporation relief. Incorporation relief is the gains on transfer multiplied by the value of shares received by the trader from the company divided by the total consideration received by the trader for the assets transferred. This will leave the trader with a chargeable gain. Incorporation relief is a deferral relief. The deferred gain is rolled over and set against the base cost of the individual shares in the company. Therefore, this gain will effectively be charged when the individual eventually sells the shares in the new company. If the value of shares received is the same as the total consideration received by the individual from the new company, the incorporation relief fraction will be 1. In this instance, the whole of the gain will be deferred and no gain will remain chargeable. Therefore, a chargeable gain will only arise if the company pays for the business assets with something other than shares. This will be the case if the trader receives cash or loan stock in addition to shares. It is common in practice for a company to offer some loan stock to the sole trader in consideration for a transfer of the assets. This is usually done by the company opening a director's loan account. This is effectively a loan made by the sole trader to the company for the acquisition of his assets. The sole trader will become a director of the company and will cash in the loan, i.e. draw money out of the loan account, as and when the company can afford it. There are 3 conditions to be satisfied before incorporation relief is given. First, the business transferred must be a going concern. Secondly, all of the assets of the sole trader, except cash, must be transferred to the company to obtain the relief. This means that if the sole trader wishes to retain any assets outside the company, such as land or buildings, he will not be given incorporation relief. Finally, the consideration paid to the individual by the company must be wholly or partly in shares. Incorporation relief is automatic, and no formal claim is necessary. It is not therefore possible for the taxpayer to restrict his incorporation relief claim so as to make sure he uses his annual exemption. However, it is possible for the taxpayer to take a specific amount of loan stock so as to generate a gain equal to his annual CGT exemption. Let me illustrate this. Jason Lee incorporates his sole trader business on the 31st of December 2010 by transferring assets to a new company, Lee Light Haulage Limited. The assets transferred are his business premises and vehicle depot, goodwill, machinery, and current assets such as cash and debtors. The value and acquisition costs of Jason's assets are as per your screen. As you will see, Jason's business is worth £500,000 at the date of incorporation. The goodwill has been internally generated and therefore has a cost of 0. Lee Light Haulage Limited offers Jason £500,000 for his business, which is made up of £400,000 in ordinary shares and £100,000 to be left outstanding on director's loan account. Jason's capital gains position is as follows. As he is connected to his new company, he is deemed to have sold his chargeable assets to the company for their respective market values. We deduct the base costs of the assets to leave him with capital gains as per your screen. We add these together to give total gains on transfer of £325,000. From this, we deduct incorporation relief. Incorporation relief is the gains on transfer multiplied by the value of shares received divided by the total consideration received by Jason for the assets transferred. Jason receives £400,000 in shares and £100,000 in loan stock. So the incorporation fraction is 400 over 500, or 80%. The deferred gains are therefore £325,000 times 80%, being £260,000, leaving a chargeable gain of £65,000. Jason now has shares in the new company. The base cost of Jason's shares in Lee Light Haulage Limited is the market value of the shares at incorporation, i.e. £400,000, less the rolled over gain of £260,000, giving £140,000. By rolling the gain against the base cost of his shares, Jason will pay CGT as and when he sells his shares in the new company. The new company is deemed to have acquired Jason's assets on the 31st of December 2010 with base costs equal to their market value at the date of the transfer. The premises cost the company £175,000. The vehicle depot has a base cost of £100,000 and the goodwill costs £150,000. As well as owning shares, Jason also has £100,000 of loan stock in Lee Light Haulage Limited. This is simply an IOU between the company and Jason. As Jason has paid CGT on the loan stock, he can draw this cash out of the company at any time in the future without any further liability to CGT. During the time that the company owes Jason £100,000, Jason could charge interest on the loan. The interest is taxable on Jason. The company must withhold tax at 20% on any interest payments, but it can deduct the interest payments when calculating its corporation tax liability. Many director shareholders charge interest on loan accounts, as this is a way of extracting money from the company free of PAYE and NIC. Now, let's consider the optimum share consideration that an individual should receive on incorporation to utilize their annual exemption. It is possible to calculate the amount of loan stock, director's loan account required to generate a chargeable gain after incorporation relief equal to the CGT annual exemption. For example, in the case of Jason from illustration 3, the position would be as follows. We know that Jason's total gains before incorporation relief are £325,000. From this, we deduct incorporation relief to arrive at his chargeable gain. Ideally, we want Jason's chargeable gain to be exactly £10,100 because this will be covered by his annual exemption, leaving him with taxable gains of nil. If the chargeable gain is £10,100, we would like his incorporation relief to be £314,900. We now have an equation to solve in order to calculate the optimum amount of share consideration. The gain of £325,000 multiplied by the incorporation relief fraction must come out to be £314,900. The incorporation relief fraction is shares divided by total consideration. The total consideration paid by the company for Jason's business is £500,000. The optimum share consideration to be taken by Jason is therefore £484,462. This means that the rest of the total consideration amounting to £15,538, must be received in the form of loan stock or director's loan account.